Andy Roddick had that level of belief. That was my last question to you. But I guess the proof is, just like with Tiger Woods, when Tiger brings his A game, forget it. No one else can compete. When Roger Federer brings his A game, like he did yesterday, it's lights out.
Yeah, I've had to eat a lot of crow over the last, you know, now 24
Sorry
hours
about that.
Or so. No, that's fine. I mean, to me, it's crushing in one sense if you're Andy Roddick. This isn't a guy that just walked into this match and said, you know what, I'm ready to play. He's done everything possible to try to succeed at this level against this guy. He hired Jimmy Connors. He's revamped his game plan. He's attacking more. He's worked so hard. He traveled all over the place to get the best practice. He spent a month in Hawaii just to get used to conditions on the surface, the heat, humidity, everything possible to prepare for this match. And then, you know, he has match points at the Masters Cup. He beats this guy in an exhibition. So all of a sudden, everything in the card is saying, I'm ready to compete now for this match. And he goes out there, and he gets broken in the very first game. And outside of a little shaky play for Roger Federer, it was a beatdown. And we've all been there. We've all been there where we've gotten the garbage kicked out of us. And like you said, a guy with superior weapons, speed, everything, just comes with his A game and just embarrasses you.
Well, let's look at what were the specifics of it, because I believed that Andy's serve was something we could take for granted. But it looks as if, even as much as Andy has been depending on Jimmy Connors to develop an all-round game, maybe Roger has worked on that one key component still and completely neutralized Roddick's serve.
Well, the reason the guy's 13-1 lifetime over Andy Roddick is that Roger Federer does one thing no one else can do. Most the tour average of against Andy Roddick, just getting his serve back, just back in play, is about 38%. 38% of the time, they put Andy Roddick's serve back in play because it is so devastating. Again, Roger Federer can do it over 70% of the time. He's taken the biggest serve in the history of the game, the world record fastest serve, and putting it back time and time again. And that kills you as an opponent. If you're Roger Federer and you're just blocking it back, you're rolling it back, you're getting it back in play, Andy Roddick has to work so hard on that end. And that's one key aspect, is that Roger Federer is faster, he's steadier, and he neutralizes the biggest weapon in Andy Roddick's game plan.
And let's make sure, I believe it's really not as if Andy played so much poorly. It really is that Federer took his game to a new level that almost no one else has ever achieved.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And he has to, you know, Andy Roddick now has to go back to the drawing board. And being this close to the action, I've played up here. You have got to revamp your game plan. The only way Andy Roddick's going to beat Roger Federer is by getting faster. He's got to get quicker. He's got to be able to stay with this guy with the footwork, or he's never going to beat him.